Good afternoon, Audio Boomerangs. I hope you've had a better past couple of days than I have. I have to warn you that this boo may contain some vintage because I have experienced an incredibly frustrating day and a half in regard to technology fail. In fact, part of me would dearly love to chuck every single piece of electronic equipment that I own out the nearest window, simply for the satisfaction of hearing it make an almighty crash to the ground. Of course, I know that would avail me nothing. It wouldn't solve my problems. And then I would have no electronics, which actually can be very beneficial. And so I'd be a sadder person in the end. Anyhow, be forewarned, much frustration may ensue in the course of this boo, or much frustrated venting from me anyway. So if you'd rather not listen, I certainly would not be offended. If you do want to know what's been happening in the life of Gwen Tlian over the past couple of days, though, feel free to carry on. Just pardon the growling monster prowling around here. So, yesterday morning, I got up quite early and I thought, well, rather than faffing around and doing something silly, I should be industrious and bite the bullet and finally upgrade to iOS 9. I figured most of my friends had done it and had not encountered any of the dread bugs that we had heard about. So I thought, all right, well, I'll be doing the right thing if I do this. I better just finally upgrade. But in order to do that, I had to upgrade on my computer from iTunes 11 point something to iTunes 12. And I wish I hadn't had to do that because I much prefer iTunes 11. The layout is so much simpler and more intuitive, and the whole program is just a lot more user-friendly. But anyhow, I knew I would not be able to interface properly between my phone with iOS 9 on it and my computer if I didn't upgrade. So I did, and then iTunes wanted me to restart my computer. That was when my problems began. There's this little program that iTunes has called iTunes Helper. I've never used it in my life. I don't know anyone who does use it. In fact, I don't really even know what it does, except bug the crap out of me. So it wanted to run in the background when I restarted my computer. Now I have this nifty little tool called WinPatrol that lets me know when programs want to start up in the background. It monitors tasks for me so that I can say no to them if I don't want them. Well, I tried saying no to this iTunes helper, but you see, iTunes has gotten very insidious these days, and so the program kept wanting to run even though I kept telling WinPatrol, no, don't allow it. So it got to the point where WinPatrol got into this infinite loop, and this notification kept popping up every 10 or 15 seconds. So I could not do a bloody thing with my computer. I even tried a fresh restart, and that did not work. And I even tried going into WinPatrol and saying kill task, and that did not work. So my good friend Kim is very tech savvy, and she's also extremely patient. Now, normally I would not do this to anyone, but I actually called her up yesterday morning at, well, a rather ungodly hour, but I thought she might be awake anyway. It was 6 o'clock, and I thought, usually she gets up at that time to feed her cat, and I was getting to the point where I was getting really stressed out because I couldn't use my computer to do anything. So normally I would be extremely reluctant to bother anyone at that hour. But I thought, there's only one way I'm going to get anything done, and that's to get this problem fixed. So I called Kim, and she was awake. Thank God. And I explained the situation, and she immediately realized the problem I was having, and she was not annoyed at me at all for calling at that hour. She said, I get it. You know, you're basically left unable to use your computer because every time you try to do anything, this notification pops up. So she had me try a couple things and to no avail, and eventually she realized I had to go into msconfig, and I should have thought of this too. In Windows, there's this program called msconfig, and it has all these different functions, but the one we wanted was the startup tasks tab. And I had to go in there and disable iTunes Helper from running in there and then restart the computer. When I did that, finally, the bloody notification stopped appearing. But my problems did not end there. I did end up upgrading to iOS 9. I did it on the computer because I had read that some people, when they tried to do it on the phone, had an error that caused their phone to die or VoiceOver to die or something to that effect. So I thought I should do this on the computer. Well, at first, after iOS 9 got installed, I thought everything was going to be okay. The actual update process was relatively painless, aside from the fact that I had to get used to the new layout of iTunes and figure out how to do things in there. Kim actually stayed with me on the phone, though, for that part, so she was very good at telling me what part of iTunes I needed to be in. And I backed up my phone first, and I synced everything. And then, stupid me, I accidentally moved a folder of music somewhere else without changing the location in my library. So I had all these missing file references. So I had to find all those and relocate the album that with the missing references and put that back in my library and resync my phone. And then I was finally able to update. Well, when I restarted my phone, I thought everything was going to be okay, and then I realized that most of my settings were totally different from how I had had them. So I had to go back into settings and change a whole bunch of things. And then my phone got really slow. And I eventually discovered that it was because I had changed VoiceOver voices to a Siri voice, and it was causing my phone to lag, so I changed back to Samantha, and all was well in that regard. But I'm having these really strange issues now, where sometimes I can't flick to the left on my screen, nothing happens when I do. Sometimes I can't flick up. This never used to happen to me with iOS 8. Also, I will be, like, in the app switcher, about to close an app, or in some part of the settings screen scrolling around, when all of a sudden my status bar will appear over top of whatever I was working on before, and it will take up, like, most of my screen. I have reachability turned off, so I know that's not the issue. My phone used to be a little jumpy before. Like, it would jump from one part of the screen to another, but it was always parts of the screen that were, how do I explain this? It would jump from an item on the screen to another item, but they were relatively close to each other. Now, it's jumping from the bottom of my screen right to the top of my screen without me even touching anything sometimes. It's very bizarre. Anyhow, I left the phone for a while and the computer and went to do something else. And then Kim called me yesterday afternoon to talk about something completely non-technology related. And I went to look up who had written a certain song online and noticed the weirdest thing. And this had not been happening to me before. When I tried to launch Google or any other website, something popped up before it, but it went by too fast for my screen reader to say all of it. I would hear a yes mouse over link and a no mouse over link, and then that it would be gone, and then Google would appear. So I told Kim, and she said, you know what, it sounds to me like you might have some adware or virus or something. Maybe you should scan with Avast, your virus software. So I did, but in order to do that, I had to update the program first, because it wanted me to. It was beefing at me to upgrade the program. Well, Avast is not very accessible with JAWS, my screen reader. At least not on the update screen. Other parts are reasonably accessible, but the update screen, not so much. There are two update buttons. One is for the program, the free program, that is. The other is to upgrade to a free trial of Avast Internet Security. Well, JAWS would not tell me which update button was for which thing, even when I did an optical character recognition thing. Sorry, if you have no idea what these screen readers are and what all this stuff means, I apologize. It would not tell me which update button was for which thing. I thought I had it figured out, And I clicked on an update button, and it was